the divine enlightenment. The power is in your hands. In today's episode, we'll be continuing our series on the art of living in the now. And the topic for today will be getting quiet or get quiet. What if I told you that you're always interrupting yourself? Get quiet first. Stop editing your thoughts. Stop editing your feelings. Watch your thoughts like clouds. Count your breath. Savor the eternal moment. Stop chasing after answers. Let them come to you instead. Before we get quiet, we're going to take a moment and we're going to take 4 deep breaths. We're going to inhale through our nose and exhale through our mouth. Are you ready? And 2 more. And 1 more. Let's stop and take a look around us. Let's look up to the sky or the ceiling. Let's look around us and our surroundings. And just take a moment to get quiet. What did you hear? Did you hear birds singing? Did you hear traffic? If you didn't hear anything, then that's a good thing. That means your surroundings are still and you can get quiet. What if I told you that you're always interrupting yourself? What if I told you that you have a conscious goal and subconscious mind? What if you get your wires crossed? What if you think you are pursuing certain goals and then you sabotage yourself or undermine yourself? This actually happens quite a bit. People think that they are being focused, that they have a set goal in mind, that they are doing things intentionally. Unfortunately, for the life of them, nothing seems to work. They think that they're going through the right process and they're focusing on the right things. But regardless of how much time, effort, and energy they put in, they keep tripping up. Things take a lot longer. They make serious mistakes. It takes a lot more effort. In many cases, they end up in a far worse spot than when they started. So what's going on? Well, it boils down to people interrupting themselves. They can't help it. They feel that they just go through their thought process in an automatic or semi-automatic way, only to produce the same results each and every time. To break free of this, you only need to do one thing. Get quiet. Yep, that's right. It's that simple. Just get quiet. I know it sounds simplistic. A lot of people will quickly dismiss the idea. But the truth is, if you get quiet first, a lot of things that you're struggling with will become easier. You start getting a big picture. You start viewing of what it is you're doing despite your conscious goals and objectives. You put yourself in a position where it becomes easier for you to take action that will finally get you what you thought was a tough spot that you're in. It all boils down to getting quiet first. My great-grandmother used to say that if you don't know the answer, do nothing. Just get quiet. It actually turns out to be pretty good advice. So stop editing your thoughts. One common way people trip themselves up and interrupt their ability to focus so clearly that they turn their thoughts into very reality involving editing. Believe it or not, you're constantly editing your thoughts. Yep. Every day, every moment, you're constantly editing your thoughts. Maybe this is due to other people's expectations of you. Perhaps you're thinking of thoughts that you think you shouldn't be thinking. Possibly you're willfully trying to impose a certain interpretation of your thoughts on yourself. Whatever the case may be, you're engaging in one form of editing or another. So just stop it. Put the power back in your hands. Get quiet. Your first goal should be to think as clearly as possible. You don't really know what your real thoughts are when you're always editing them. How can you get clear understanding of your mental process when you can't even bring yourself to admit the raw, uncut, unfiltered version of your thoughts? You quickly realize that there's really nothing to apologize for. Sure, you may be thinking about really horrible stuff. This stuff might even be embarrassing or trigger some sort of guilt from the past, but they're your thoughts. Nobody can see them. Nobody can hear them. They only exist in your mind. Let them flow. Stop trying to filter them. Stop trying to warp or distort them. Somehow control them. Just stop. Instead, focus on clarity. What exactly are you thinking? Do you need to write it down so you know what you're thinking without editing it? It may be scary at first, but that's a small price to pay for the power that will arise from clarity. Choose to be clear first. Stop editing your thoughts. Just put the power back into your hands. Next, you need to stop editing your feelings. When thoughts flash into your mind, it's easy to try to impose some sort of meaning onto it. In other words, it's too tempting to analyze them as they materialize. The reason people do this is because thoughts are never emotional neutral. Once thoughts appear in your mind, it triggers a range of emotions. This can be positive or negative, but there are always feelings involved. It is no surprise that once people perceive some sort of mental image, they quickly jump to the feeling that they're getting and guessing what it is. They try to control those feelings. It's like when you're walking through a mall holding hands with your kids and you see another person. Your kid starts to laugh and you turn around and tell your kid not to laugh. That's what you're doing with your feelings. You perceive certain things in your mind and you know that you have developed an emotional reaction. So you try to stop or edit your feelings. Either way, you're trying to cut it out altogether or reshape it to something more acceptable or something more expected. This is a problem because when you do that, you're not being honest with yourself. If a certain mental image flashes in your mind or a certain memory appears in your head, let the emotions come. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. There's nothing to apologize for. These are your emotions. These are your feelings. Take the power back and put it in your hands. Again, your first objective is to be as clear as possible regarding what you're feeling. Later on, you can work on implications. You can work on focusing on what this all leads to, as well as lining things up with your grand life objective. Have you ever watched your thoughts like a cloud? One of the best ways to get quiet on a different level is to simply watch your thoughts like clouds. Here's one way you can do it. You can find a dark room, make sure that you won't be interrupted for at least 15 minutes. Maybe the bathroom might work, you know, if you have kids. I know, you still get interrupted in the bathroom. Maybe you have to do it late at night when they're asleep. Close your eyes and slowly breathe in and breathe out. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Do this about 3 or 5 times. You should be feeling relaxed, like we did at the beginning of this podcast. Next, focus your mind's eye on the thoughts appearing in your mind. Once the images appear, do not interrupt them. Do not analyze them. Just watch them. This means you're going to acknowledge them, but you're not going to judge them. These are two totally different things. For example, when you were a kid in elementary school, maybe you got abused by a bully. Perhaps there was a guy named Jeff or George who was really harsh on you. And for the longest time, you always remember Jeff or George, and you feel really, really negative, angry, upset, powerless when the mental image of Jeff or George appears in your mind. Just stop. Put the power back in your hands. When you watch your thoughts like a cloud and you let Jeff or George's image appears, just like a cloud overhead, but instead of allowing yourself to instantly feel angry, upset, or feel powerless and weak, let Jeff and George's image come. You acknowledge to yourself that Jeff and George are from junior high. They can't hurt you. They don't have anything over you. You're putting the power back in your hands. Notice how naturally that statement is. You didn't follow it up with, that was my oppressor in junior high. That is the guy who stole my childhood. That is the guy who makes me feel so weak and impatient. And to this very day, he makes me feel powerless. You don't say any of that. Instead, you just say, that's Jeff or George. No big deal. When you do that, you take ownership of your memory. This actually happens. This is part of whether you like it or not. Most important, you don't impose any judgments on him. Just like a cloud passing by, it's neither good nor it's bad. It's just passing by. Just let it pass through. Don't have to acknowledge it. Don't have to give it feelings. Just let it be a fleeting thought. When you do this, you take power over your mental state. You take back the control and you put it in your hands. You then count your breath and you repeat the process with another memory. You breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Do this as many times as you need to. This way, with enough repetition, your memories no longer have a negative hold on you. You no longer feel triggered so that you respond in a very negative emotional way. You feel in control. It's not like you're denying these memories or sweeping them under the rug. You accept them. They actually happen, but you let them pass. Sooner or later, it dawns on you that these negative memories that you did not choose, by the way, don't have to hold on you. They don't have a hold on you. They don't have to bring out the very worst in you because you took the power back into your hands. Instead, just like a cloud, they're appearing and they disappear and they pass on. Sooner or later, if you keep repeating this process and you plug in the quiet calm, taking deep breaths, made possible by your breathing exercise, you start having a more productive relationship with your past as well as your future. You're probably wondering how come. Well, you can also officially deal with your worries about the future using the techniques that we've talked about in this podcast. It all boils down to saving the eternal moment. When you focus on the present moment, right here, right now, you get power because it is very second. It's this very second. You don't have to do things the same way you've always done them. It's like stopping, taking a breath, seeing what's up in the sky, seeing what's on the ground, seeing what's in your surroundings. You don't have to feel sad when the mental images of your father who broke, a broom, or when you were a kid having flashbacks and you just say, "That's my dad." You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to step into a rabbit hole of rage when the picture of your mom who slapped you in front of a lot of people when you were all of 5 years old flashed into your mind. You just say, "That's mom." Do you see how this works? That's the power of eternal moment, because the eternal moment gives you choice. Because you took the power back into your hands. Finally, if you keep repeating this process, you can stop chasing after answers. You stop asking why me, of all the kids, why did I have to live that life? And other related questions. Once you stop chasing after the answers and you practice getting quiet, breathing, listening, you quickly realize that the answers come to you instead. It's second nature. They're always there. You just have to stop editing them. Are you subscribed to my podcast? If not, I want to encourage you to do that today. I don't want you to miss an episode. If you have any comments or suggestions for a show's topic, just drop me a line at rose@thedivineenlightenment.com. Don't forget to check out my website, thedivineenlightenment.com, to get your free ebook, Think and Aim Big. Achieve success beyond your wildest dreams. While you are feeling the love, I'd be grateful if you left me a review on your podcast hosting site. This will help other listeners to find me. Next week's topic will be about refocusing. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget, The Divine Enlightenment airs on Sunday morning. Remember, the power is in your hands, and to live in the moment.